Welcome back, everyone, to the Dach Enoam Beis Medrash series on the Memches Kinyani Torah. Today's day of Sfira is the 12th day of Sfira, which means we are up to the 12th Kinyan, that of Pilpul HaTalmidim. What exactly is Pilpul HaTalmidim? Says the Machzor Vitri, the Talmidim of Rashi, that Pilpul is a language of pilpel, of pepper, because it connotes a sharpness in learning. So what exactly is the role of the sharpness of Talmidim in our learning of Torah? How does Pilpul HaTalmidim contribute to our learning? So let's explore three approaches. The first is that the Pilpul is the sharpening of the Rebbeim who teach the Torah. When Talmidim sharpen the Torah of their Rebbeim, that is Pilpul HaTalmidim. The Gemara in Tainis and Av Zayin Amar Aleph says, the Pasuk Eitzchaim Hila Machazikim Ba, that the Torah is a tree of life for those who grab onto it, means that just as one small piece of wood can help kindle a very large piece of wood, so too Talmidei Chachamim Ketanim can help sharpen the Gedolim. Those of lesser stature can help sharpen those of greater stature. Just as we say, Mi Talmidai Yoser Mikulam, that a person of Torah wisdom learns most from his Talmidim. So why is that? So within this framework, there are really two ideas that come through in the that come forth in the Mefarshim. The first is of Rabbi Matusyahu HaYitzhari, who says that this is because even though the Ketanim, they lack expertise, they don't have as much Bekiyus, they don't have as much knowledge as the Gedolim, as their teachers, but they're able to question the topic at hand. They're able to deepen the topic at hand. They focus in a more narrow sense, and that leads them to certain questions that helps sharpen the learning of the Gedolim. That's Rabbi Matusyahu HaYitzhari. The second is of the Maharal. The Maharal explains, what does it mean that a small piece of wood can help kindle a large one? That just as the large piece of wood takes longer to be set aflame, whereas the small piece sets on fire more quickly, so too the Gedolim, precisely because they have so much knowledge, they're less likely to ask investigative questions. The Torah comes very straightforwardly to them due to their expertise. So they might not be as motivated to ask certain questions because their understanding comes so quickly. But in contrast, the Ketanim, those small pieces of wood that take fire so quickly, they're more likely to ask, to consider. And as such, when the Gedolim learn with the Ketanim, the Gedolim are forced, they're compelled to answer the questions of the Ketanim. And in turn, so the Gedolim's learning is sharpened, on the way. The Nesivos, he writes that the reason why a Talmid Chacham is called a Talmid Chacham, a student who's a wise student, is because he's always learning from others. Even if he's someone who's of very great stature, he's learning from Ketanim as well. The Maharsha in Shabbos actually writes that he records in his Sefer only the Chidushim that came about via his discussion with his Talmidim. He doesn't write the Chidushim that he had just on his own, because only the ones that came together with his Talmidim are those that are worthwhile to be put down pen to paper, to be recorded for posterity. Those are the ones that are of the highest level. So from that perspective, Pilpul HaTalmidim is the sharpening of the Torah of the Rebbeim. But there's also Pilpul HaTalmidim in terms of sharpening the Torah that we learn ourselves. Pilpul HaTalmidim is necessary because Torah cannot be understood with a superficial understanding. Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein, Rosh Yeshiva of Slabodka and Chevron, so he said that The approach to Torah needs to be one of iyun, and that's what Pilpul HaTalmidim comes to convey. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Vav Amud Beis says, Agra Deshmaita Svara, the reward for learning comes on account of one's toil in trying to penetrate the depth of what he's learning. Talmud Torah is not meant to be easy. It can take countless hours full of rigor, dedication, a complete and utter commitment to unpacking the amkus of Devar Hashem. Devar Hashem is a very lofty thing. It's not something that we just read and automatically imbibe. It's something that takes a tremendous amount of time to really be able to unpack. And even after that, there's always more to unpack. Pilpul HaTalmidim is telling us that if we want to acquire the Torah, we have to learn the Torah with sharpness. We have to learn the Torah with depth, with profundity, with an iyun. So by acquiring the Torah with Pilpul HaTalmidim, number one, as Rabbi Matusyahu HaYitzhari explains, we allow those of lesser stature to help sharpen our own thoughts, even if we are of greater stature. Number two, as the Maharal says, we ask questions that we might not have otherwise asked because of our own expertise. And number three, as of Moshe Mordechai Epstein taught, we produce the highest level of Torah learning, Torah bi'iyun, Torah that is understood with the depth and the sharpness of Pilpul HaTalmidim.